The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korban. And also for the Hatzlacha of the firefighters in Israel, the fire, and for all the families that lost the Hashem, they should have consolation, and the Neshamot should go up to the Menuchatam Kavod. Amen. We start today's daf on Chaf Aleph Amud Bet, and we're starting from the Gufa. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines at the bottom. Gufa Amar Rabbi Yosef, the Rabbi Hanina, Kol Kiyor She'embo Kedel Kadesh Arba'a Kohanim Memenu, Em Kedeshin Arba Dachatsu Memenu Moshe Ve'Aharon Ubanav. So the Gemara says over here, the minimum size of the Kiyor has to fit enough water in order that it can purify at least 4 Kohanim, because it says the Pasuk Ve'Dachatsu Aharon. Sorry, Moshe Aharon and his children. Who was his children? Nadav Avihu died, so it was Elazar Vitamar. So therefore it's 4. Moshe, Aharon, and Elazar Vitamar. So therefore the Kiyor has to fit enough water for the Kadesh 4 Kohanim. What is that? Banav, it's 2. Nadav Avihu died. At least it says Meti, we have a question. Kol HaKelim Kadeshim, all the Kelim that you put water in it is Kasher for Kiddush Adam V'Raglayim. Ben Sheyesh Bahem, Ben She'en Bahem Revi'it. Doesn't matter whether it has a Revi'it or doesn't have a Revi'it, even a small Keli. So long as the kelim was sanctified, it has to be a kli sharet, especially that was sanctified, meaning for the kohen. So what do you say over here? Doesn't have to be a kiyor, a big kiyor that can fit water for 4 kohanim. Even a small kid that doesn't even have a levi'it of water, we say it's kasher as long as it's a kli sharet. So Amar Rav Adah Bar Acha, so Rav Adah Bar Acha says, Bekodeyah Betucho. What'd you do over here? You made a hole in the side of the kiyor, and you put the keli at the hole. So therefore, it's considered connected to the kiyor. And therefore, you're right, even though the keli itself might have a shi'ur, but since it's coming from a kiyor that has a shi'ur, it's considered as it has the requisite shi'ur. Again, the kiyor has the shi'ur of 4. You made a little hole in, you stick the keli like this, you attach it to the side of the kiyor. So it's attached to the side of the kiyor, it's considered like the kiyor itself. So then, you know, it in itself doesn't have a shiur of 4 kohanim for water, but it, the kiyor does. So therefore it's considered all one. Gemara says, what do you mean? Veha mimenu amar ahmar. Torah says, v'rachtu mimenu. You have to wash from the kiyor, not from a keli that's attached to it. So the Gemara says, yirhatsu l'rabot kli sharet. You have an extra word in the pasuk. It says, v'rachatsu, then it says, yirhatsu. So yirhatsu comes and teaches me what? Any kli sharet. Not only the kiyor itself, but even if you put the water in a different kli sharet, it's going to be sanctified and it's going to work. So the Gemara says, yachik li hon lameh. Who told you it has to be kli sharet? Maybe even a regular vessel. Kli sharet is a sanctified vessel that you have to make, you had to sanctify. Who said that to be sanctified? Maybe kli hol. Maybe even a mundane vessel you could use. Gemara says, Amar Abaye, impossible. Kli hol, we cannot tolerate to say that it's kli hol. Why? Because we're going to make a kava homer from the kan. Kan is the base of the kiyor. Kiyor sat on a base. The base of the kiyor is copper base. It's called a kan. So it says, Ma kano shenimshach imod, the kan, the base was also nimshach, was also sanctified with shemen amishha, and still what? Eno mekadesh, but if you filled up the base with water, it's not mekadesh, you cannot use it for kedushalim, even though it was mekudash. Klihol sheeno nimshach imod, eno dit sheeno mekadesh, klihol, that was not sanctified with it, certainly you should not have the ability to mekadesh the waters that are in it. So klihol is unacceptable to be mekadesh. Ma kan sheken nimshach ואינו מקדש את המים, כביכול שלא נמשך עמו, קל וחומר שלא יקדש את המים. זאת אומרת, גם אני אעשה את זה, וכנו מן עלם, Who told you that you cannot sanctify waters in the can? That if you put waters in the can, they're not going to become kadosh. The Tanya, we have a bright that Rabbi Yehuda Amel Yachol Yehekano Mekadesh Kederek Shakiyon Mekadesh. Maybe I'll tell you the can will be Mekadesh just like the Kiyon has been Mekadesh. Tamud Lomar Basita Kiyon Nehoshet Vechanon Nehoshet. The Torah only compares the Kiyon and the can legabe what it's made out of. They're both made out of copper. Lenhoshet Kashtiv. Torah says I compare it to its material, meaning Kiyon Nehoshet Vechanon Nehoshet. The only thing they're comparable to is what? To their materials. However, velo ledavarachai, but not for other items. I mean, the kiyon can be kadosh, but the kano cannot. The kan cannot be. The only thing they compare to is the nechoshet. Amalei morzutra bereder morid ravina. Gemara said, how could you tell me that what? That there's a psul kilichol? You want to tell me that kilichol is pasul kavahomer from the kan? You can't make a kavahomer. Why? Malikano she'en asui letocho. Which means the can was made originally not to use as a keli. It was used to hold the kiyor. Tomar b'chlichol sh'asui l'tocho. Mashaken klichol, although it's whole, but it's made for the inside. It's made the whole stuff, so maybe it's better. Maybe I'll tell you, the reason why can doesn't work for the kiddush ha'amayim is because it's not made for the inside. It's not made as a receptacle to hold water. Mashaken klichol is made for that. Maybe it's better. Ela, the Gemara says, mimenu. Because the pasuk says mimenu. Mimenu comes and teaches us what? From it, meaning only from the kiyor, which is kodesh, and not from kelichol. The Gemara says klisharet nameh. Mimenu means it. That means the kiyor. So you should exclude even klisharet. What do you mean? We have already the word yirchatsu that came along and added it. So the Gemara says umaraita, which means who told you to exclude kilichol from mimenu and include klisharet from yirhatsu? Maybe I'll minimize klisharet and include, which is you have an inclusive word and exclusive word. So you decided to include klisharet and to exclude kilichol. I'll say the opposite. Maraita. Who told you to include and exclude what you did? Maybe I'll do the opposite way. Maybe I'll exclude klisharet and include klichol. That's who's with maraita. Who told you to learn this way? I can learn the other way. So Gemara says, "Zeh taun meshicha kamohu." Zeh en taun meshicha kamohu. There's obviously a similarity between klisharet and the kiyor. Both need meshicha. Both need to be sanctified with the special oils of meshicha. Mashen ken klichol does not need to be sanctified with the meshicha, with the oil. Therefore, it's not comparable. If I'm comparing anything to the kiyor, klisharet is more comparable to the kiyor than klichol. So therefore, I learned that klisharet, I'm able to sanctify the waters with it. The Kohen can wash his hands from it. Amar Lishlakish, the Gemara comes along and continues. Kol ha-mashlim lemem mikveh, mashlim leme kiyor. Lirbi'it eno mashlim. Okay, what are we talking about over here? Any item. Okay, mikveh. How much water do you need in the mikveh?
47.
Very good. So any item that will make the mikveh kosher by adding into the mikveh to make the shiur 40 se'ah, so too it'll be mashlim for the shiur of the four kohanim.
It doesn't have to be water.
Right. It can be other liquids. To be mashlim. Whatever I add to a mikveh to make it kosher, a 40 se'ah kosher mikveh, go to your kiyur now. I have to fit how much water in the kiyur? Enough of four kohanim to wash. Correct? So I can be mashlim that shiur with the same type of item. Lirbi'it, however, eno mashlim. Any type of item that I can add to a lirbi'it, finitilat shadayim, because finitilat shadayim, lirbi'it of water. Whatever I can add to make the lirbi'it complete shiur will not be considered a legal additive to the kiyur. Only things I can add to the mikveh, and not things I can add to the netilat shadayim. Let's read the Rashi, please. Rashi. Okay, start Haimi. Kol ha-mashlim le-mikveh.
Masecha neko.
Mikvaot.
Tanan. Yesh ma'alim lo poslim. Ma'alim.
Certain things are ma'alim. They elevate the mikveh and they don't posel it.
Ma'alim mishalim. Arba'in se'ah.
Right. And the Gemara explains over there what those items are. Okay.
Snow.
Yeah, snow, ice, sea salt, exactly. Certain liquid. Mud. There's liquid in the mud, I guess. simply add that mud to it. It's mashlim. Okay, different ayahs. So whatever adds to the mikveh to make it 40 se'ah,
it works for the
kiyot as well.
Shenken.
Well, different ayahs is not going to add to the what do you call it, to the Nitat Yadayim. So the Gemara says,
what's the Nitat Yadayim is not going to work for the kiyot, or what?
Correct, will not work for the kiyot.
Or
the bi'it enu mashlim. I think for the kiyot.
What works for the mikveh works for the kiyot, but not.
Hamashlim lememikveh, mashlim lemekiyot.
But not for the
kiyot. Lebi'it eno mashlim, which means the items that are mashlim for mikveh will be mashlim for the kiyot, but are not mashlim for the bi'it. You are correct. Those items, which whatever we just said, are not going to be mashlim for making the bi'it of water for the tzadikim. Gemara says demutemai. What are you coming to exclude? Okay, what's that? Liquid mud. That's titita nozel. Okay, it's a fire type of item, okay? That's not considered water, okay? Meaning liquid mud is considered water for a mikveh. But it's not considered mud, it's not considered water for a litra yadayim for it. If you eat, hechidame, what's the case? E de para shoha veshotamemenu. If you tell me it's a type of dirt that a cow would bend over and drink from.
It's
drinkable. Yeah, it's not that. It's drinkable to a cow. So what? After a little bit, so it should be worth for a little bit, meaning it's water. Now, it's not even drinkable by a cow, so after the mikveh, it's mashlim. No matter what, it shouldn't work for the mikveh. It's too thick. So what is it? Let's put the yevchoshin adumin. Okay, red.
Midges.
Red. Red midges. Okay, what is it? Like a bug? Okay, tiny.
Coffee bugs.
Coffee bugs.
Tiny,
wingless insects.
That develop from the water.
That develop from the water. Okay, these are the bugs in the water. Okay, that's it.
Complete them in a mikveh, cure, but not another
guy. Okay, so let's see what it says. Ela yevchoshin adumin. They'll work for the mikveh. They'll work for the kiyor. These water bugs that they're going to water, but they will not work for the bi'it. So, what are you talking about? Afilu be'inayu, which is even if the bugs are visible, which means even if the mikveh was made of 40 se'ah of yevchoshin without water, 40 se'ah of yevchoshin nameh, it's kasher.
Wow.
Without water. Deha tanya, because we have a braita. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer. These started from the water. They are produced in the water. So since they started, they were created in the water. Even though you took it out of the water, they were created in the water. That's where they created these bugs. In the water itself, so it's din of water. So therefore, even if you dip in 40 se'ah of yevchoshin, it's okay. Bamar of Yitzhak bar Avdimi, matbilin be'eno shel dag. Okay, you have a big giant fish eye. Yeah, the eye of a fish. You can dip in it. Make a hole in the eye and jump into the eye. Because it came from the water. So since it came from the water, it has a deen of water. Hoshin. So what do you tell me, mashlim? Forget about mashlim. You can dip in the hole 40 se'ah of your hoshin. Like the Gemara says. So Gemara says, Amara Papa, Lemeute, you're right. You know what it's coming to exclude? Natan se'ah venatal se'ah. So what did you do? You took a se'ah of liquid. Natan se'ah shel nozlim she'en namayim letoch mikveh shelema. You put a se'ah of non-water. You stuck a se'ah of, let's say, a non-water. You need 40 se'ah. Okay? So yeah, I guess you had, what, 39 se'ah? So you stuck in, to make the 40 se'ah, you put in juice or whatever. You stuck in something that's not water. Right? Well, you had 40 already?
Yeah, 40.
Oh, so you have 41, yeah, because then otherwise it's not going to be kosher when you take it out.
Yeah.
Right, because you're taking it out. So you had 40 se'ah, so I added a se'ah of whatever it is. Now I have 41. Venatal se'ah. And then I took a se'ah out. So now I'm left with 40. But you didn't take the same se'ah. So the hadush is that once you take the se'ah out, the mikveh is going to be still kasher. It's not. Mikveh, she has one volume se'ah mechuvanot. Exactly. She has 40 se'ah mechuvanot. Exactly 40 se'ah perfect of order. Natan se'ah. Venatal se'ah. You put a se'ah in, you took a se'ah out. Hare ze kasher. It is indeed kasher. Okay, the Amar of Yudah Barashita, Amar of Aseh, Amar of Yohanan. So he says, Ad Shirubo. Okay, what does Adrubo mean? So he says, Adrubo Shil Mikveh Asui Minozlim Elu. Meaning, Shiim Rova Mikveh Asui Mehem Pasul. Okay, if the majority of the Mikveh is made from this this liquid, this foreign liquid, it's going to be pasul. Okay, that's applied to the kiyur now. Because we said whatever applies to the mikveh applies to the kiyur. You have four kwanim enough to dip in this or to use the water of the kiyur. You added, let's say, I don't know, we'll make an argument's sake, 3 ounces of juice into the mikveh, into the kiyor, then you took out 3 ounces of whatever from the kiyor, so it's going to be kasher. Meaning, you put a 16th of a log, let's say, into the rebi'it, okay? Of non-water. Then you pulled it out, but if you eat mime, it's not going to be kasher. Okay. Amar papa, im kadach bo revi'it, matpilin bo mehatin v'sunuriyot o'il u'mehekshirat de mikveh atya. Which means, let's say, you made a hole in the side of the wall of the mikveh. You did this business over here. You did this, you put a se'ah in the mikveh, you took a se'ah out of the mikveh, so we say the mikveh is kasher. Correct? Now you took a keli, you put make a hole in the side of that. You put a keli in the hole. Now the keli is holding what? The bi'it. Okay, went into the item over there, and now it says over here, matbilimbo. You could dip where in the hole, not connected. You made a hole, you put the keli there, you took out what? You took out the bi'it of water. Again, I'm reading. Kadach bo betoch kotel ha-megveh shenitan betocha se'ah nozlin v'nital se'ah. So I had 41. I took out a se'ah, the megveh is kasher. Now what did I do? I made a hole in the side of the wall of the megveh. Ki shi'ura mahzik levi'it mayim. Aha. Which means the shi'ur, the size of the hole can hold the levi'it of water. Urbe'it mem megveh zarmu letocha. And the levi'it fell into this cavity, we'll call it, okay? And the water obviously went down. Now this water is not touching the mikveh. There's no chibur. But you can dip in that hole of the rivi'it, small little needles and things like that that I use, small little items. Okay, maslegot, forks and things like that that I use in the threading thing. Why? Amazing. Since these items, this water in the hole, came from a kosher mikveh, it's kosher. Okay, what's the deen over here? Rashi. Tevilat Adam ena keshera ela barba'im se'ah. We know that. Aval tevilat kelim keshera min haTorah afilu b'rebi'it. Min haTorah, if you have a small little keli, put it in the rebi'it, and you're okay. As long as it's all covered. Now Papa comes and teaches us that Afalpi that we learned that when it comes to the law of Revi'it, Natal Se'ah ve Natan Se'ah ve Natal Se'ah is no good, but in a Mikveh it's good. And therefore, since this Revi'it came from a Mikveh where Natan Se'ah, Natal Se'ah works, so therefore this Revi'it will be Kasher in order to put these small kelim in there. Even though to make a revi'it like that would not be good. But since it emanated from mikveh kasher, it is indeed going to be kasher. Good? Amar, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar, Rish Lakish, mikveh. Kasherim, the mikiyun. Okay, mikveh water. Okay, so the karkan, whatever, in a gathered place over this, kasherim. Yeah, scoop the water up. Maim she'uvin, no problem, and stick it into the kiyor. The memra de lo maim hayim ninu. Ah, you don't need the spring water for the kiyor. The hatanya we learned in the braita. It's talking about over here by the cleaning the innards of the animals. It's about kira v'kira'ayim yirhatz bamayim. So it says bamayim in water v'lo b'yayim. Not wine. Bamayim velo bimazug. Not with water that is, I'm sorry, wine that is diluted even. Bamayim, you might think maybe if diluted there's water in there. Not even diluted is good. Bamayim lerabot sha'ar mayim. And it's coming to tell me what? Even mikveh water that's not mayim hayim. Any waters. Bekavahome lemekiyor. Or the more so that what? That they're going to be kishirim for such a lechitza. Okay, that's for the chitzah of the animal, to clean the meat. Right. That what you don't need mayim hayim when it comes to those waters. even mikveh water, the kol sheken kavahomer mekiyor. Now, what does that mean? What's the kavahomer? If you tell me that kiyor water can be made from mikveh water, haynu hach. Ella must be the kiyor water has to be on a higher level. Must be mayim hayim. So the Baraita is coming to tell me that not only can I use mikveh water, but kavahomer I can use kiyor water because it's on a higher level, because it's mayim hayim, it's natural spring water. Gemara says, my kavahomer le mekiyor lav de mayim hayim ninu. Must be because it's mayim hayim, and that's why we can make a kavahomer. Lo, the kaddish. The difference is the mekiyor is also mikveh water. Could be, but the difference is it becomes kadosh. Mikveh water is sitting in the ground. It's like kadosh. I mean, it makes people pure, but it's not kadosh. So if I can use mikveh water, certainly I can use the water of the kiyor, which is kadosh. Not that it's mayim hayim. Ugdishe me'el yutai. The Gemara says, who told you that just because it's kadosh is a positive? You tell me, you want to make a kavah homer with this. If what, I can use the mikveh water to clean the meat. Certainly I can use the holy waters, the kadosh waters of the, what do you call it, of the kiyor. Who told you that the kiddush of the kiyor is considered a ma'al yuta? That it's considered an advantage. Why? Behatana. Debe Shemuel. Okay, it says mayim. Mayim she'enaim shem levai. Whenever it says in the Torah, mayim. Yeah, whatever it says, mayim. Mayim she'en lahem shem levai, without any attachments, any other words next to it. It says yatsu mekiyor sheyesh lahem shem levai. Why? What does it say by the kiyor?
No good for the kevach lahem.
What's the shem levai?
Mekiyor.
Mekiyor. Okay, let's go again. Gotta read Rashi. Read Rashi, I keep. Read Rashi.
Lo yada'na.
Okay, thank you. Vata Bishmael. Lo yada'na heka kayaka. He doesn't know where that Tana Bishmael is going on. Umiyu Shamina. What do you learn from there, but? The heka dechtib mayim stama. Whenever it says in the Torah, stam mayim, en mekiyor kishirimno. Aha. So he has a rule. Whenever it says the Torah Mayim, you cannot use Mekiyor. So what does that teach me over there? Yatsu Mekiyor. Good, Yatsu Mekiyor. Sheyesh lahem shem levai. Now what does it mean, Mekiyor, ve'lo mayim stam? What's the kushaya?
No, the question's not over.
Okay, well, we're starting from that point, but right? Because it's a mekir v'kir ayim v'chatzma mayim.
So you're telling me
for sure I can use the kiyor. Who said you can use the kiyor? Adama, whenever it says the Torah says mayim,
mayim stam,
mek kiyor is not good. Continue. Ela lav, de'uyin le'mek kiyor, alma mayim hayim ninu. So again, what is it coming to say over here? Ela lav. Must be that what reuim le mekiyor, which is mayim hayim, and therefore you have a kavahomer. Ama mayim hayim ninu. On tam, I don't understand this question. Ukdishe me'al yutai. So what? It's kadosh. You want to tell me because it's kadosh, the kiyor is considered more special. Vatad b'shmuel says the word mayim she'en lahem shem levai. Stam, it says in the Torah mayim yatsu mekiyor sheyesh lahem shem levai. נמסא כשאמרה תורה שצריך לרחוץ את חלקה לה במים אין מקיור כשרים לכך שיש להם שם לבי. I guess it's called מקיור, ולא ייתכן איפה לפרש דברי הבריית הקודם וכם הום מקיור. Right, which means once I'm setting down the laws now. מקיור is not כשר for the רחיצה of the מים. Torah, I have a rule. Anytime it says מים, מקיור is no good. Okay, but you just made a kavah homer and you told me that what? That mekiyor is good for mekavah homer. You told me what? Listen, what you told me. You said, "Can I use mekiyor for the cleaning of the what do you call it of the meat?" So you said, "If I can use mikveh water, the waters of the mikveh, certainly I can use the waters of mekiyor." What do you mean? You just told me whenever it says the word mayim, mekiyor is pasul. So the Gemara answers, "Elab dereuim le mekiyor." It doesn't mean mekiyor. It means waters that mekiyor are made from, that are ra'ui. What is the waters of mekiyor made from? Alma mayim hayim nidu. I'll tell it to you again. The Gemara is saying like this. Can you use mikveh water to clean the meat? Yes. B'mayim afilu min mikveh. Beautiful. So the Gemara says, what about mekiyur? What is it? Kavahomer mekiyur. Ah, kavahomer? So he's saying, it must be kavahomer. It must be, that. How is it better than mikveh water? It must be because this is considered mayim hayim. Ah, so I proved to you what the mikveh water has to be mayim hayim. You don't tell me that mikveh can be mikveh water. It has to be higher than mikveh. So the Gemara comes along and says, no, what do you permit? You have no ra'ya. Why do you have no ra'ya? You have no ra'ya because I'm going to tell you.
Mikveh water can't be.
Right. Really, I'll tell you, you can use mikveh water for the kiyur. Mikveh water for. So what's the kavahomer? Because it's kadosh. Once it goes to the kiyur, it's kadosh. So therefore, if I use mikveh water that's not kadosh, so I can use mikveh water that is kadosh. Kabbalah says, no. So what? We have a clear derasha from Shmuel that said, any time it says in the Torah ma'im, you cannot use mekiyur. It says by the meat, v'nachatsu b'ma'im. So I know you cannot use the kiyur. So you cannot tell me that kavahomer is coming to tell me that I can use mekiyur when I know clearly from Shmuel that I cannot use mekiyur, but I have a kavahomer. So you know what the kavahomer means? If I could use mikveh water that is not ma'im hayim, certainly I could use waters that are kosher for mekiyur, not mekiyur water. But water that would be suitable for mekiyur water, which is what? Mayim hayim. So therefore I have a proof that what? Mayim hayim is only suitable for the mekiyur. Mekiyur itself, I cannot use for the cleaning of the meat. But the waters that are suitable for mekiyur would be suitable, obviously, for mekavahom. If I can use mekveh water, I can use waters that are suitable for that. What problem? If I can use mayim mekveh, certainly waters that are suitable for the kiyur would be good.
What's the name mekveh?
A hole in the ground with 40 sand. That's not Mayim Hayim. No, it's not. Mayim Hayim is a spring.
Kosher can use better water.
Kosher can use better water than mikveh. The spring. It's natural spring is better. It's natural. So therefore, not that you can use kiyur water. You can use water that's suitable. Ah, so what do you see, bud?
Spring water.
That's Gemara's question. Gemara says, you know what? It's actually machloket. Tanai. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Mekiyur, Rabbi Yishmael, Omer, Memayanin, Nachamim, Murim, Sha'ar, Memotin. Okay, it's machloket Tanaim. One rabbi says the Mekiyur has to be spring water, and one rabbi says the Mekiyur can be even Sha'ar, Memot, Ta'odam, which is regular water, which includes all waters. Even Mekvei water. So it's machloket. What is that?
That rabbi would not have said this Mishnah Koshik and the Mekvei water because it's the same.
He'll learn it at Uim. He'll learn Kadosh. He'll say that it's his mikveh water, and what's the kavahomer? This is regular mikveh. That's not kadosh. Kavahomer. That it's mikveh water. It is kadosh.
Okay.
That's tim the kiddush is a me'alutah. Tim the kiddush is a night. Okay. Comes the Gemara and says. Okay. Shkada barman. That's machloket. Why the kiyor does it have to be made up of ma'im hayim or not? Okay, let's go one more point. Ariel, what do we say in the Mishnah? Okay, what's Ariel? Uncircumcised? Even though his brothers died because of Brit Milah.
Right.
So he has a legal hetir not to circumcise himself. But a Kohen, Ariel is pasul for Avodah. Yazke. Amar, Avchazda, Adavar, Zeh, Meturat, Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo Lamadu. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that Ariel is pasul. Bidabri Yehazkel ben Buzi lamadnu. Because what does it say in Yehazkel? Kol ben Nechar, Eril lev, ve Eril basar lo yavo el miktashi. So okay, so you see clearly. Eril means Eril lev basar. He says uncircumcised. So Gemara says, Umin alan de mechale avodah. Okay, who told you that if he does it, avodah as mechulal? Maybe the chetayla I cannot serve. But who told you that avodah is mechulalet? Tichtiv behaviyachem ben nechar arle lev. Clearly, so when you bring these guys to the Beit Hamikdash, they will be mechalel. Tanu Rabbanan. It says in the Torah, Ben Nechar. Okay, what is Ben Nechar? Yachod Ben Nechar Mamash, meaning a goy. Talmud Lomar, Erel Lev. So it comes and tells me over here that we're talking about over here that it's a Kohen that has something with his family, has a psul in his Yehus. It's not talking about goy. It means ben nechar ere live. Ere live means he has something wrong with his lineage. So when is ben nechar coming to teach me that? Eder Liv is teaching me a Kohen that has bed lineage. So what is Ben Nechar coming to teach me? So it says, Shenetakeru Ma'asav L'Mishra Shamayim. He's not religious. His ways are foreign to God. Which means he's acting as Kluma Kohen, Shemahmat Onlat Libo. He has a sickness of his heart. Nohek Nukri. He acts like a goy. It's not really a goy. Meaning it's Ben Nechar. What's a Ben Nechar? A goy that's acting like a Ben Nechar. I'm sorry, goy. A Kohen that's acting like a Ben Nechar. So if a Kohen acts like a Ben Nechar, he's Pasul for Avodah. Erel Lev is Pasul from Yehuds, and Erel Basar means he's not circumcised.
Those are different people?
Three different people. Ben Nechar is he's not acting in the right way. Erel Basar is he has Ben Yehuds, Ben lineage, and Erel Basar is uncircumcised. Okay? Also, the Gemara says, Ve'eli Ela Erel Lev. Okay, that what? That is Pasul Avodah. Why? Because the pasuk says "Be'aviyachem b'nei nechar, arei lev." What it says? Arei lev, arei basar. You can make the shila halelo. So en li ela arei lev, arei basar minayin. Amud lomar arei basar. Okay, says both. Says both in the pasuk. Okay, that's the point. I need to tell me that both some of that's pasul in yichus and some of that's pasul in circumcision. Both are pasul avodah. Why do you have to tell me both? It says the ikatav rachmana edel basar mishum demais. I would say because he's maus, he's not circumcised. Abal edel lev delo maus emalo, which means maybe he's not pasul. Yeah, what is really an edel basar? How are we learning edel basar? What is the edel lev? What does that mean?
Renegade.
Edel lev is benecha.
Ah, which means that exactly. Exactly. The Eril Lev is a guy that is not religious. His ways are foreign from God. So when you read the Pasuk, it's Bene Nechar Arle Lev. It's all one. It's all one guy. It's Ben Nechar, it's a Kohen that's acting like a stranger, that his ways are foreign from God, which makes him Arle Lev. His heart, so to speak, is covered with Tum'ah, we'll say, whatever it is, that doesn't, he doesn't act in the right way. So the Gemara says, both these guys, the Kohen that's not acting in the right way, and the Kohen that's uncircumcised, both of them are pasul for the Avodah. So the Gemara, what do you have to tell me both? So I'll tell you, because maybe only the Arib Basar, when he's uncircumcised, he has a physical Tum'ah on his body, of the uncircumcision of his body, that's why he's pasul. But Ed Lelev, it's not physically on his body. I'm sorry, Ed Lelev, it's not on his body. So I said, it's hard. Maybe it's not so bad. The Gemara goes the other way. The Yashmi'inan, Ered Lev, Mishum De'en Libon L'Shamayim. Ered Basad De'en Libon L'Shamayim, Emanos Chivayim. The Ered Lev, that guy's worse than me because he's not L'Shamayim. He has his mind on other things. The Ered Basad, at least he's religious. He's Jewish. He's acting in a Jewish way. So that's why he's bald. Okay, one more. Tameh Pasul. So we said, why? The guy who's Tameh is going to be Pasul for the Avodah. Okay. Ready? You need hakdama over here, it seems. Lahavanat asugya, yesh lahakdim kama hakdamot. We're just going to start it. We're going to start it.
Tomorrow.
That's it. Tomorrow. That's our subject. Hanukkah. Lamda gemara mina katuv shekohen tamesh avad avodah korban pasul. Okay. Tum'a is posul the Quran. There's different types of tum'ot. Kegon magah bemet, he touched the met, magah shenetz, touched the shenetz, yitziat zadavar divam menagum, something emits from his body, a zivan, all that stuff. Hasugyah shvano dana imadin shekorban nefsash vato nasit aide kon tameh, ne'emar legabe kol korbanot, kolabe kol suge tum'ah. So we need to discuss which korbanot is tum'ah posel them, and which type of tum'ah is going to be posel. Okay, klal biyadenu tum'ah hutra b'tzibur. What does that mean? Ha'isur neged habaat korbanot b'tum'ah nedher legabe korbanot tzibur. Korban Pesach, exactly. Perfect example. Korban Pesach, rov ha'tzibur is tameh. We waive the law, bring the Korban Pesach. Okay, they learn it from Pesukim. Next law that you have to know. Ha'torah omeret be'enyan ha'sitz. That's the... What do you call it?
The headband.
V'aya al metzach aharon v'nasa aharon al et avon hakodashim. Kovat she'avon hakodashim. What is this avon hakodashim that the seat says mechaper po? Tum'at ha'korban. Tainu korban yachid shedamo o besaro v'morav netme'u. If let's say if the korban became tamed, the seat says mechaper for that. V'pasuk melamed she'av she'bemekre kazeh אסור לזרוק אדם או להקטיל בשרו. אם בכל זאת העבודה נעשתה, let's say the Kohen sprinkled the blood when it was tame. Well, the meat became tame. You're not allowed to sprinkle the blood. He did an avon. Don't worry, the seitz is going to be mechaper. The seitz mechaper avon atumah umratzet hakorban. So Gemara is going to discuss as well which type of korban. What does the seitz mechaper on, and which type of tumah does the seitz mechaper on? Let us start. Tisugya tame pasul amru zikne darom. Who's that? The rabbis of the south. They are big rabbis. It's from the city of Lod. That which we said that a Kohen Tameh is posel. Lo shanu ela temeh sheretz. That's only talking about a Kohen that touched the sheretz. Aval temeh met. But if he touched the met, mitoch shemeratzeh b'tzibur, meraseh nameh b'yahid. Since if he was tameh met, there's a way, l'chetahila, he can bring this in korbanot sibur. For example, if the sibur, let's say, were under the tum'ah, so all tameh, majority was tameh. So we said tum'at mit hutra b'sibur. We'll see that now. Tum'at mit hutra b'sibur. If the majority of the Jewish people were tameh mit, the korban can be brought. So therefore, we're going to say that therefore, if a yahid b'di'avad brought a korban because it was tameh met, it'll be meratzeh b'di'avad. Because we see a leniency by tum'at met by sibur. So therefore, we'll apply that leniency b'di'avad by tum'at yahid. So the Gemara says, okay. But sheretz no good. Sheretz no good. If a yahid touched the sheretz and brought a korban, his korban is pasul afilu b'di'avad. Yacheh. What do you mean? Make a kal vachomer. Here we go. Metememet. Ma tememet shetaun hazaa shelishi shivii meratze. Temesheretz. Sheenu taun hazaa shelishi shivii nudin shemeratze. Exactly. It's less stringent to temesheretz. If tamemet can be waived in a sibur. Now tamemet is a 7-day process of tahara, but the paraduma is sprinkling on the 3rd day, on the 7th day, and still you're telling me that tumah is waived in the sibur. So certainly tumah sheretz, which is not such a strict tumah, certainly should be waived in sibur. Why do you say otherwise? So Gemara says kasabre zikne darom. So the zikne darom holds mechaprin kemit kaprin, which means the kohanim, that they're the ones that are right, they're doing the service. They're the ones that are bringing kapara to the people. Kemit kapri. They have the same law as the Yisraelim that are getting the kapara, which is what? Ma mit kaperim temehmet in temesheretz lo. Just like by the Jewish people. It's only rov sibur by tum'at met. We'll see why. But by Israel it only applies to temehmet. So too, but temesheretz lo, af mechaperim temehmet in temesheretz lo. Exactly. They all listen. The Kohanim rule follows the Israel rule. What's the Israel rule? Accept it. The Israel rule is only tum'at met hutra besibur, velo tum'at sheretz. So therefore, hu adin, a Kohen, he's the mechaper. He's not the metkaper, he's the mechaper. So too, the same law will be. Kohen she naga besheretz. He's tameh, his avodah is going to be pesuda, b'di'avad. Kohen she naga b'met, don't serve. But b'di'avad, kesherah. Why? Because we're comparing the mechaper to the metkaper. Ma metkaper, there's a haluk between met and sheretz, so to the mechaper as well. Kach, that's what zikne darom hold. Gemara says, my kasamre, what did he zikne darom actually hold? I kasamre en shochatin v'zorkin al temeh sheretz. If you're telling me that, again, by Korban Pesach, let's say, you have people that are Tameh Sheretz, so you can't sprinkle the blood for them. He's pushed away for Pesach Sheni. Amai lo avde sibur betum'ah. Which means, why can't they bring it betum'ah? Which means, if an individual can't bring it, so the rule usually is, if an individual can't bring it, as a sibur, they can. So why are you telling me that if an individual brings the tameh sheretz, he's no good. Why? Read. Ha kol shebiyachid nidheh sibur avde betumah. That's the rule. If an individual is pushed away to Pesach Sheni, sibur can bring it betumah. So therefore, just like mint, an individual is tamei mint. Can it be korban pesach? No. What does he do? Individual pesach sheni. So the rule is, you push off an individual. If the sibud has that psul, they can bring it on pesach rishon betumah. So the same thing like a bear. Sheretz. What's the difference? Ela kasavre shohatin vizukin al temesheretz. Oh, you know why you don't wave it besibur? Because he must hold that shohatin vizukin, you're allowed to slaughter and you're allowed to even sprinkle the blood for an individual that became temesheretz. He could send it to the Beit HaMikdash. The Kohanim ask, whose korban is this? Mr. So and so. But you should know Kohanim, he's temesheretz. No problem. They'll sprinkle the blood for him and they'll slaughter him. Now, how's he going to eat it? No problem. He goes to the mikveh. That night he becomes tahor. The night of Pesach, he needs to go around Pesach. And therefore the rule is like this. Very nice. Since the yahid is not nedchei le Pesach sheni, sibur doesn't get a dispensation. Mm-hmm. Which means we're not going to say tum'ah hutra b'sibur.
Oh. The kohen has the same din as
the and once you're telling me that the sibur is not going to have a heter to bring it, so therefore the Kohanim have the same deal as the Sibur, and therefore a Kohen that became Tamesheretz, his Korban, the Korban that he brought, or the service is going to be Pasul, Bedi Abad. So he says it like this, Me'har she'en yachid nidchele Pesach shenit gamma Sibur inam rashim nekeres the Mikdash. Exactly. I want to make that point. When we say Tumah Utra B'Sibur, by the way, by Tamemet, what does that mean? They go into the Beit HaMikdash. Now look at, they send it to the Kohanim. They go into the Beit HaMikdash b'tum'ah. Tum'ah hutra. Mashi'enken by tum'at sheretz. We're not going to allow them to walk into the Beit HaMikdash b'tum'ah. Because the rule is, if a yahid, we push him to Pesach Sheni, then Sibur can go into the Beit HaMikdash b'tum'ah. Tum'at met. What do we do to the guy? Mr. Reuven, you tamei met? Sorry. Next month. You're out next month. Good. Now, Mr. Sibur, your Tamei team, go right ahead, go into the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, Mr. Reuven, what's your Tum'ah? Sheretz. Oh, no problem, bring it, don't go to Pesach Sheni. You can't go to the Beit HaMikdash, send it to the Kohanim, they'll handle it for you. Ah, so therefore, Mr. Sibur, what's your Tum'ah? Sheretz? I cannot let you go to the Beit HaMikdash. Mm-hmm. Only individuals that I push them to Pesach Sheni get the heter to go to the Beit HaMikdash with Tum'ah. But if I don't give you a heter to go to the Beit HaMikdash, to Pesach Sheni, like, so therefore it comes out, its kula becomes its humra. The kula that we have on Pesach Rishon to tell him you're good causes a humra in Sibur that they cannot come to this Beit HaMikdash b'tumat Sibur. And since they can't, go in. And therefore, since they can't go in b'sibur, we have a humra by Sheretz. And therefore, a kohen that becomes Tameh Sheretz, his kula is going to become Pasuk as much as has a humra. Tum'at met is a kula b'sibur, but Tum'at sheretz has a humra b'sibur. That's why we can, and we say the mechaper is like the mitkaper, and if a kohen brings a korban but Tum'at sheretz, then the abad is indeed going to be pasul. Okay, let's get the recap. Sikum da'at zikne darum, and we're done. Tum'at sheretz yachol l'shloch at peschon l'mikdash v'leichom menu l'ayrev. Beautiful. U'memela en sorech lehetet Tum'at sheretz b'sibur. Exactly. By the way, even though I think it's obvious, but I'm going to speak it out. You don't need a heter b'sibur. They can bring it. Why don't they tell the guy, go to the Beit HaMikdash and all that, send it, go to the mikveh, eat it that night. Okay, there's 10,000 people have Tum'at Sheretz. No problem. Send it, go to the mikveh, eat it that night. I don't need a heter. But by Tum'at Met, if I tell the guy 10,000 people Tum'at Met, if I tell him don't bring it, send it, you can't send it. There's still Tameh. Well, when they get the meat back, they're still tameh. So they have no choice to waive the item. Heter tumat tekum b'sibur, mame heter tumat ba'al korban. Okay, beautiful. Tum'a shelo utra b'sibur, pesula b'yayin gam b'di'avad. Okay, exactly. Baruch Adonai Olam.